Hey, you're finally awake. Hey, don't move, don't move. It's okay. Yeah, your ribs are going to hurt. It looks like you cracked some of them. You're in the hospital right now, but everything is fine. Do you remember anything about what happened? Not much, huh? That makes sense. You hit your head pretty hard. Well, don't worry about that yet. I'll help fill you in a minute. Can you tell me your name? And date of birth? Okay, and do you have anyone we should contact? A parent or wife or a girlfriend? Your mom, so no girlfriend. Okay, what's her name? And number? Sorry, my apologies. I'm Nurse Velvet. I've been taking care of you for the past few hours. Are you hungry or thirsty? Is the temperature in here okay? They wouldn't let me put any blankets on you so they could monitor your bruising. I need to check your vision real quick. Can I make sure you didn't experience any severe head trauma? Okay. Can I touch your face? Okay, thank you. Open your eyes for me. All the way. Good. Okay. Follow the light. Can you see it? Barely? Oh, you poor thing. It's okay. You were unconscious for a few hours. It'll come back as you wake up. I'll just be very descriptive of my actions so you don't get confused. I'm gonna lean over and do a small face exam. Oh, are my hands too cold? No? Okay, good. I'm just looking over, seeing how you react to my touch, and making sure there aren't any cuts or bruises I missed in the ambulance. Can you open your mouth? Don't worry, I'm not gonna put my hand in there. Just looking around. Okay, that looks good. I'm gonna gently turn your head and look in your ear. Okay, that looks good. Other side. And that one's good too. You do have a cut on your head. We'll wash that again here soon. Okay? Okay. I'm gonna trace my finger down your face and neck. And chest. How did that feel? Tingly. That's good. So, no pain when I touch your chest here? What about here? Okay. So next, we're going to test your sensation in your hands and feet. I'm going to gently touch your fingertips with my pen, and you tell me when you feel them. I'm gonna start with your right hand. Hands are really soft. Sorry, that was inappropriate. Well, we'll get to that later. Okay, tell me when you feel it. Yeah? Good. Now I'll move over to the left hand. Feel it? Okay, great. Down to your toes. Starting with your right foot. Feel it? Excellent. Left foot? Yeah? Great. Now I'm just going to check your heart rate with a stethoscope. Oh, don't move. Stay still. Sorry, I know that's cold. I should have warned you. Did that hurt your ribs? Oh, poor guy. That was my fault. Okay, let's try again. Here's your warning. It's very cold. No, I wasn't mocking you. I would never. I have too much respect for you. Okay. Try and take deep breaths. I know it might hurt. We just have to make sure there's no fluid in your lungs. Deep breath in. And out. In. And out. In. And out. Okay, now I'm going to take your pulse. Okay, a little fast, but that's to be expected. All in all, you look in pretty good shape. You don't know how relieved that makes me. Alright, let's wash you up a little bit. I have some warm water and a sponge. We're just going to make sure nothing gets infected. Oh, no, I don't have to see any other patients. I'm not actually working today. No, I was just at the accident. I was the one who called 911 and I wanted to make sure you were okay. Yes, I'm still a nurse and I do work here. I just wasn't scheduled for today. Yeah, but you'll have to let me wash you while I tell you. I'm going to start with your hands and arms. I'll be gently patting them with the sponge. So, what do you remember before the hospital? Just walking downtown? Okay, well, I can only really tell you what I saw, but I was out at lunch with some friends. We were sitting outside enjoying the lovely weather, and I looked out by the road and I saw this mom walking with her kids. There was a little boy. He was playing with a ball, bouncing it as he walked, and a baby in the stroller. I'm going to start washing your chest. I'm going to be careful of your ribs, but just be ready. Anyways, the baby started crying and the mom went around the stroller to check on the baby and take him out of the stroller. But of course, as soon as the baby was in her arms, the boy drops his ball and it rolls onto the road. He runs after it and this car was speeding towards him. I don't think the driver saw him. I thought for sure he was going to hit this kid. But at the last minute, there you were. You jumped in the way, pushing the kid to safety. It was amazing. You're a real hero. I mean that. You saved that kid. It was amazing. Okay. I'm going to skip your ribs for now and move on to your face. Anyway, I ran over to make sure you were okay, and you were clearly hurt. The driver called 911. He felt terrible. Apparently, his dog just died, and he was distracted, but that's not important. When the ambulance came, I wanted to make sure you were okay, so I rode with you. I stroked your hair, just like this. I wanted to make sure you were cared for. It was so brave what you did. It was the least I could do. So yeah, once the doctors had looked you over and patched you up, I changed into my scrubs, and I've been taking care of you ever since. Close your eyes real quick. I need to wash your forehead. So, yeah, that's how you got here, and why I'm working even though I'm not scheduled. Oh, yes, the kid is totally fine. I think he skinned his knee, but all things considered, that's nothing. I got his mother's contact information. She wants to come by and thank you when you're ready for visitors. How long ago? You've been out for about 3 hours? Yep, I've been sitting here the whole time. That's very sweet of you to offer, but no, I'm not going home until I'm 100% certain you're okay. I've already told them to bring a cot in here so I can spend the night. No, I don't want to hear it. After everything you did and what you've been through, you shouldn't be alone. You deserve company. Okay, let's finish your physical. I need to wash your legs. They have the blanket pulled up to your hips. I'm just going to carefully pull it down. Okay, I'm going to start with your calves. Sorry, I just can't stop smiling. I'm just so happy you're okay. I have to pull your robe up because I'm going to move up to your thighs. This might be a little sensitive, but try to not make any sudden movements. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Okay, that's it for the wash. Do you mind if I leave my hand on your thigh? You know, when I first got here, I was talking to some of the other nurses, telling them about what you did, and they thought you deserved a reward. We thought about pulling some money together for you, but honestly, we don't really get paid that much. So we were thinking of other things we could give you, and, well, I think you're going to like it. It was my idea, after all. You know, there's still one part of you we haven't examined. I'm going to move my hand further up your thigh and pull this robe up further. Is this okay? I know this isn't the most ideal thing for a reward, but I couldn't think of anything else. It's okay. I'm gonna start by gently massaging your cock, rubbing my thumb along the bottom of the shaft as I hold it in my fingers, feeling the soft skin, watching it get harder. Wow, brave and hung, you're the whole package. Now I'm going to grip it a little firmer and start slowly stroking it. No, really, I volunteered to do this. I think Nancy, the nurse who was in here when you were waking up, really wanted to do it. Like, really wanted to. So you might get a double reward. Not that that's a bad thing, just warning you, I guess. I mean, I don't know. From some of the things I've heard, Nancy gives good rewards, but I don't know. I was there when it happened, and I've been taking care of you, so I wanted to take care of you. God, I wish you could see. This is going to sound so conceited, but, like, I don't know how else to say it. So I'm just going to say it. I'm kinda hot. I told you it sounded bad. I just thought you'd like to know, since, you know, I'm the one stroking your cock. Prove it. Well, what if I bring your hand up to my breast, like this? That way you can feel it for yourself. Through my scrubs, at least. Don't be shy. This is a hero's reward, after all. It feels exciting doing this at work. Like, people that I work with every day could come in at any moment and catch me doing this. I don't know. It's kind of fun. I've even thought about it before, but most of my patients aren't like you. how does my breast feel? Oh, you need more evidence. All right, smart guy. You've earned it. I just took off my top for you. If you could see better, you'd probably jizz yourself right now. So I guess it's a good thing, because I'm not done with you yet. Here, put your hand back now. Feel my soft skin. Squeeze it. Feel my little nipple pressing against your palm. Now, for the rest of your reward, I'm going to lean down over you. Don't sit up. I don't want to bump into your ribs on accident. Just sit back, relax, and let me give you what you deserve. I'm gonna have to readjust, sorry. I'll have to take my boob back. Much better. To give you a better picture, I'm bringing my free hand down between my legs and touching myself over my scrubs. Okay, I'm putting my hand under my scrubs now, playing with my wet pussy, rubbing my clit, feeling my folds, teasing my entrance. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm coming. Ah! Some juice. Here, take a sip. Take it slow. Maybe I pushed a little too far too fast. It's okay, just sit back and relax. Here, let me play with your hair. It's okay. Just take a deep breath. And relax. Want another sip of juice? Okay, here you go. Just lay there. Don't worry. I'm gonna stay with you a little longer. Well, I probably should have asked you this before I sucked you off, but I wanted to say, if you ever wanted to get dinner sometime, to just, like, let me know. Like, after you get out of the hospital, obviously. For right now, though, just feel my fingers running through your hair. Take deep breaths and relax. I'm sitting right here next to you. You did a good thing today. You should feel good about it.